Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. Hope wherever you are, you're having a good one so far.
You've nearly lost your voice, buddy. You've had a big week.
Don't know why my voice is leaving. I have been sick, but it's not the type of lose your voice sick.
Right.
So I'm confused.
Maybe you've just been talking too much. Your parents are in town, so...
Telling mum to stop probably is a big contributing factor because she just won't stop.
We're actually opening up the courtroom with Tim and Jess today because of your parents.
Well, they're just going too hard, in my opinion. They're just going slightly too hard. Dad's at the perfect level. Mm. Everyone should be where my dad is alive. Just the only thing he's taken a photo of this whole holiday is a ship being pulled out of the harbour by tugboats. He was like, oh, I'm not missing this. This is bloody beautiful, this Queensland place. You
I also
live in
like that he's keeping every business in Central Queensland in check.
Oh, do you know, actually, today, and this might sound like cash, like I'm plugging a business right now, but Dad is more excited about the whole trip today than ever.
Why? Where are you going today?
R.M. Williams. It's all he's wanted to do.
Amazing.
He just wanted to play Sudoku and go to R.M. Williams.
Your dad's dropping a cool $1,000 in R.M. Williams today.
For 3 shirts. So that is exciting. But we also have an exciting show today. Coming up after 8:30, we're going to prepare you for your first ever stand-up comedy routine on the show tomorrow.
This is not going to go well.
It's all because the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is giggling its way into town.
Let's let the comedians do the comedy, shall we?
We're going to speak to a proper comedian also this week. Yep. But that's after you've done your routine, so you can't get any advice.
Oh, good. Helpful.
But yeah, I've set Jess the challenge to do a 2-minute stand-up routine on the show tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful.
But, Tim, coming up before 6:30, I want to tell you about an old tortoise who's putting us all to shame.
Okay.
Nearly 200 years old, and he's more active than any of us.
All right, fair enough. It's not hard for my end. But, Jess, coming up next, you know how much I love dogs. You know how much I love puppies, and especially photos of these dogs and puppies on social media. One photo of a particular puppy has sent the internet into meltdown, and it's been removed from these social media sites.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Puppies are the best.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best. Puppies are the best. Anything to do with both of those, I am 300%.
You and I are like children when we see a dog. We're like, oh, my God, puppy. We get distracted so easily.
Holding a very expensive art, and someone would be like, look, there's a dog. And I would throw the art just to get to the dog.
Smash.
Like a lot of people, and... just like I do, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that do this as well. I like to post photos of my dog on my Instagram because she's cuter than I'll ever be.
Mate, I went and got some photos printed. I printed some of your dog.
I know.
How cute she is.
My mum's got it now and she's going to frame it at their house. So thank you for that. My mum does
welcome.
Thank you. But there's a photo of a dog. This guy has a brand new puppy and he's very proud of it. His name is Dante and it's a very rare breed of dog. And I do... apologize for the pronunciation of this. Zolotz Kuntli. Mate, it starts with an X, got a Z in there, and it ends with an I.
Mate, that nearly got totally not PG.
I know, we almost had to press the dumb button. But there's a photo that he posted of his dog asleep in his hand that's been banned off Facebook. Would you please open the photo and describe what you're seeing?
Okay. All right. The internet's quite slow here, isn't it?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, what is that?
That's a puppy.
That does not look like a puppy.
Not a penis.
That properly looks like
a man's
inappropriate.
Inappropriate downstairs.
Good region. Lord.
So you can see
it's
why.
Huge.
All right. All right. Go home. Get
I
out.
Can't even put that on Facebook.
No, well, you can't because it'll get banned.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately,
show its face.
So it's asleep in his hand and camera's coming down, holding it as if you'd almost hold like a lynx can next to it to refer to size. And look, it's a hairless dog that looks like it's not veiny enough to be that inappropriate.
There's a picture down further in the article that shows it looks like a little mole rat.
Yes, that is a good description.
But, yeah, definitely from the top, I don't think I can share this on our Facebook page to even show you.
Yes, it is a concern. Because we obviously don't want to get a band, but I just feel bad for this puppy because obviously it's a beautiful little puppy.
Oh my god, terrific! I need to like take it off before our boss walks in.
I was going to say, oh, I just got locked out by the security settings here at work. Yeah, we're going to get in trouble for this one.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
The world's oldest tortoise. His name is Jonathan.
I think we've spoken of Jonathan before.
You did speak of Jonathan. He's 186 years old.
He saved his species, didn't he?
Well, I mean, they thought that maybe Jonathan wasn't having sex over the last few years.
All right.
So he had a partner for 26 years.
It's called turtle waxing, but anyway.
Him and Frederica were going at it like rabbits or tortoises, apparently.
Well, no, so now that's the mower setting, is the hare and the tortoise. So that's a bad analogy there, friend.
Okay. So passers-by, once Frederica was out of the picture, were like, oh, maybe poor Jonathan's really lonely.
Hmm.
Turns out, at 186... he still goes at it every single day.
Pump the brakes.
Every single day.
Can you not use terms like goes at it?
According to a vet, Joe Hollins, he has a tremendous libido and enjoys getting down.
All right.
Especially when the sun is out. Now, he can't see. He's got cataracts. They don't bother him, though, because he knows his way around his territory. Yeah. And he just goes for everyone and anything.
It's Jonathan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope to not think that he's getting busy with a rock. And it's like, Jonathan, no, mate, 2 inches to the left.
Oh, apparently males, females, he doesn't care.
Polyamorous, you know.
Go for everyone and anyone. Apparently you can hear him. You can hear him from the governor's mansion constantly, every day.
Mate, that's the type of zoo you don't want to visit. It's called a brothel, and it's not okay. But no, good on Jonathan. He's saving his species, but I feel like you're making fun of this poor fella.
I'm he's not just living fun his of life. Him. 186. He's getting more action than I ever see.
Yeah, he's a turtle. If you were a turtle, I'm sure you could get roughly those numbers. But here we are, Jess. We're in the real world. So stop making fun of Jonathan. He's just trying to do his species proud.
Yeah, and you know what? He's doing it.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Get it, son.
At the Shell Club.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. But the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. You be the judge. Every single Tuesday, we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we can't agree and we need you to be the judge. First,
Tuesdays are the days to just solve disputes, Tim.
First person to call through is the judge and their ruling is final. It doesn't matter what I say or Jess says or even the jury says, judge has final ruling. And my parents are visiting at the moment. They're going away tomorrow. And look, I have had the best week.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad, we've been sort of exploring with my girlfriend as well.
Your parents have been paying for a lot of things.
That is another thing that it kind of is involved in what I want to talk about. Because I'm getting a bit frustrated and I understand that it's coming from a good place, but they won't stop cleaning my house. It's not like it's filthy, but they're just tidying and moving and doing things. And
But that's parents. Like, we have very different ideas of clean to our parents. Like, my idea of clean is my mum's idea of her house being
dirty. Yeah, but I've said to them, I'll clean. Me and my girlfriend can clean. Yeah. You're here for a holiday. Mm. Relax. Go for a drive. Go for a walk.
The last time my parents came up to visit, it was their first visit to Central Queensland, and I got home from work one day. My dad had my rug from my living room out on the balcony and he was beating it. Like,
I came home to Dad drawing the fence. I said, what are you doing, mate? I thought someone was breaking in.
I think it's great. I don't know why you're so against this. I think it's lovely that they want to help you out.
Yes, I understand that. And that's why I'm saying I know it's coming from a good place. But it makes me feel like they're like, oh, little Timmy B, he's 4 years old, can't even wipe his own bum.
Okay, it's not coming from that place.
It's coming from a dark place.
They're not saying that you can't do anything. All they're saying is we want to help you out.
But
Tim,
we
never come visit.
Yes.
Let us help set your house up.
But my house is set up. It's those things that where it's like, all right, I've got these jobs that I want to do, and now they're getting taken away from me. You know how much I love doing little bits and bobs.
So ungrateful right now.
No, because again, it's coming from a great place.
Right.
And I love my mum and dad, but at the same time, chill.
So what do we need an official ruling on?
13, 12, 16, if you want to be the judge, when your parents come and visit you, whether they live away or they're just coming and visiting your house down the street and they start cleaning, do you just let them at it?
Yeah.
do you just let them go hard?
Mate, if my parents lived down the road, I would never clean my house ever. Mum would be vacuuming every Friday. Dad would come and do the sheets
don't
every
Saturday.
Don't
you want to, like, know that you can take care of your own house?
My dad cleans a shower like nobody else. They actually own a cleaning supply shop. So for them, my dad's hobby is cleaning a shower. He enjoys it. Let him have his hobby, Tim.
13, 12, 16. You can be the judge. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what Jess thinks. If your parents are visiting, do you just let them clean? Do you just let them go and go and go? Give us a call. Every Tuesday we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we are at a standstill. Jess is going left. I'm going right. And we need a judge to have a final ruling. This week, my parents are visiting and they're trying to take over my house by doing all the jobs necessary.
And Tim is sounding like an ungrateful little brat.
No, I'm not being ungrateful. I want to do them.
Yeah.
Because they're the jobs around my house that it's like, yeah, you put them off, but that's the whole fun of it, like doing jobs around the house. You don't want to do them all at once. You have things to keep you going.
No, you're right.
In
your
the
parents
afternoon.
Are the worst for coming and making your home a nice place to live.
I am appreciating what they are doing.
Again, if your parents want to come over to my place, I have heaps of jobs that they need to do. I've got light globes I can't get to.
No, they're here for a holiday, so I'm trying to force them to holiday. So today, what I'm doing is I'm taking them away from the house.
Sure.
Can't fix the house if you're not there, Mum and Dad. But it's not up to me. And to be fair, it's not up to you.
No.
So on 13, 12, 16, for you be the judge, when your parents are visiting, do you just let them have at it, at the house jobs, cleaning, all that stuff? And we've had Kylie. She's our judge today. Kylie, given all the information, where are you heading with your ruling at the moment?
I'm going to side with your parents.
You're going to side with my parents?
Which means you're siding with me, Kylie.
I don't know, Kylie.
Why is that?
Because I'd probably do the same.
don't you like knowing that you can do all the things? Like, yes, you know that your parents can help, but they're there to relax, right?
Yeah, but I would have probably cleaned before my parents came, so they wouldn't have to do anything.
And Kylie, it's the parents' job to never relax, right? You're constantly looking after your kids. It's what you enjoy doing.
Yeah. No, Kyle. It's not like my house is untidy. They're finding jobs to do. They're searching
Mate,
for
if
things.
They're searching for jobs, send them over my way. No. I've got plenty they can do.
Kylie, do you need anything done? My dad's pretty handy.
No, because we can always do it better than our kids anyway.
There's Kylie's ruling. That's unfortunate, but thanks for your call, Kylie.
No worries.
No worries, buddy.
Add that to the scoreboard. It feels good to finally win a week in the courtroom, Tim. It's been a long journey.
Yes, it's the first in a month. I'm still leading 13-8, so okay. You never know. Could be your month.
Someone's a bad loser.
Someone's finally winning.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a lot of people here in Queensland would be thinking, it's nearly winter. It's only 25 degrees outside.
It's chilly. Our sales manager just came in a trench coat. And for him, that is unusual.
I can't believe he's wearing a coat today. Yeah. But yesterday, despite the cold weather, I took my cousin to the beach. She's visiting from Melbourne. So for her, this is, sunny. This is too hot.
This might as well be the Sahara Desert. Just, oh my God, is there any cool air?
So we went for a bit of a drive, a touristy drive down to Agnes Water.
Does touristy mean you got lost?
No.
Just, well, here's this petrol station that I have no idea where we are at. Anyway, let's keep going.
No, we went there for lunch and then, went swimming in the beach.
You are a tourist.
We were the only people on the beach. Like, we had the beach to ourselves.
You also have to remember that it was a Monday.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, where are the kiddies and all the people? It's like people have jobs that have real jobs, not like you and
I. Yeah. Sometimes I forget that people have real jobs too.
Yeah.
So we're out at the beach. Beach to ourselves, and this is the part where I think that you'll judge me.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to have a little bit of a photo shoot at the beach. I became the biggest basic bitch you've ever seen. We were doing like flicky water shots. We were doing like posing next to boats, pretending that were our boats.
Just, me and the SS sexy bitch.
Yeah. We were doing portrait mode shots. We were doing like different filters. Like, it was a good hour long experience of us just taking photos of one another.
Yeah.
So that we had enough photos to be like, which one do I want to put on Instagram today?
Have you posted anything on Instagram?
Yeah, I did. Didn't you like it?
Normally you come straight at the top of my feed.
Chuck me a like, mate.
Absolutely not.
They're good shots. It took us a while to get them.
My one question is, would have you done this if there was people around?
Look, probably not. I get it's
you're
embarrassed.
A scaredy cat. You're
there's
a scaredy
people
cat.
Around, especially when I'm in my bikini.
Oh, look, when I'm in my bikini, I'm also not feeling 10 out of 10, but sometimes you just need a good photo, am I right?
And I felt super comfortable because we had the whole beach to ourselves. It was gorgeous yesterday at 1770.
Yeah.
And so we just got real basic and decided to have a photo shoot on the beach.
I'm upset, but I'm not shocked. This doesn't absolutely turn my world upside down. Today it rotates it a bit.
Today we're going to go to town and we'll probably have another photo shoot.
Yeah. Ooh, look at those mangrove leaves in the background. Is that a stick? Is that a stick? Hashtag Instamodel.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess and the people of Central Queensland, I apologise, because the robots, they're just getting better and better. Smarter and smarter and fitter and stronger.
You know, I said to my mum, she just got Google Home.
Yeah, it's been a big week.
And I said to her, you know, you can get like lights and stuff that are specific. You can go, hey, Google, can you turn the lights off? She goes, I don't want them to know that they can turn my lights on and off by themselves. I'm like, mum, they haven't got brains.
Or do they? Who are we to say? But I think you've seen this video of the robot over in Boston in the United States. They've taught a robot how to open and close doors perfectly.
Yes, you told me about that a few weeks ago. That was creepy.
Yes, and the same company is even further developing these robots because they've set one of their robots out for a little bit of a jog.
Oh, no.
So it's a standing robot, and it's currently pretty snowy over in Boston in the United States.
Yeah.
Still sort of in that cooler weather. They sent it out in the forest. They're like, go for a jog. And it's jogging, 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 getting faster, getting faster.
Creepy.
Running a lot faster than any human being could do.
Right.
Then out of a sudden, jumps a log with ease. I'm sorry, Sally Pearson, Michelle Jenniker. Hurdles, you're not required anymore. We've got robots now.
Oh, this wouldn't is scary, you just froth the robot Olympics?
Oh,
mate.
Yes. I would watch that more than any television show I've ever watched.
Now, that takes real skill because you have to train those robots.
The best thing is, if something falls, it bursts on fire. That happens in the real Olympics.
Yes.
It's a tragedy.
It's like the Grand Prix meets the Olympics. Amazing. Oh.
How do we organise this? How do we get this set on?
We've gotten very off track.
We've gotten very off track. But I am concerned that the robots are learning how to jump.
Can I ask, is it like a full, like, does it look like a human running?
No, it's like it's like the waist down.
Sometimes when like a robot runs, it looks like they're about to like crap their dacks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like running for the loop.
It's running in a used nappy. It's
okay.
Like, But I'm still not okay with the hurdling robot. Because, first of all, as we just mentioned, it's taking out Olympic athletes that we have here in Australia. And secondly, now if I ever get chased by the robots, I can't just hide behind a log because it's going to jump over and slap me in the face.
Absolutely. That was the real concern here.
Yes. it's my third biggest fear.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We are currently on day 97 of Jess vowing to get Keith Urban, country music singer, on the show to force me to apologise to him for making some bad and unkind remarks about his song, The Fighter.
I just think you owe him an apology, and I don't know why we've put a 100-day time limit on me. I've been trying so hard. Have a bit of faith. Your girl's going to pull through.
Yeah, really. look, a lot has happened in the time. So we're day 97. This Friday is day 100, so you have to get Keith on the show before this Friday. So technically, 9 a.m. Thursday means you have failed, but I've brought forward an extra hour so I can have an hour of gloating between 8 and 9 on Thursday.
Sure.
So
that seems unfair, but...
You've only ever had the other 99 days and 23 hours to get this done.
I told you, there's a lot of moving parts. I'm waiting on people. People are getting
back
to me.
You're not. That's a lie.
I've been working so hard.
Here are just a few things that have gone by in the 97 days since you declared you were going to get Keith Urban on the show.
Sure.
Summer passed.
Okay. Summer was always going to pass.
Australia won the Ashes and then lost all two of its captains as well as another player. There was a postal plebiscite that was voted for and then the results were revealed within that time period.
For what plebiscite?
The same-sex marriage plebiscite.
Oh, that was like last year, wasn't it?
We've had two deputy prime ministers. The Commonwealth Games started and ended. I grew a beard, shaved it, and grew it back again. And my personal favourite, a veggie patch of mine had a full cycle before I planted it, something grew and then I ate it. And now I've started again.
In my defense.
You have no defense. You're New Zealand and Sweden. Neutral. You have no defense.
I just want you to have a little bit of faith in me.
Give me an example.
If I could get some support from my co-host, I could maybe make this happen.
The whole point is that I'm giving you zero support because I don't want to apologize to Keith Urban because I stand by the fact that the fighter is a bad sign.
Buddy, I'm so close. I'm this close to making it happen. You have no idea.
That is all I can say. I've got
emails coming back and forth. There's a lot happening that you don't know about. Just trust me.
Thursday could be your last show because I wouldn't be surprised if you get fired for not following through on this. You're mildly pathetic. So can't wait for Friday when we have no Keith Urban on the show and I can absolutely... Friday, I know it's R&B Fridays, but it's R&B Tim rubs it in your face.
Day. Okay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And a lot of people would have experienced this house sitting mm-hmm. or looking after somebody's property. You're given a sort of a set of things that you need to do while that person's away. Like I was away for the weekend. A good friend of ours, Matt, fills in while one of us is away. He just fed my dog and looked after my dog, also drank my beer and watched my Netflix. So that was his one job, feed the dog,
yep.
And he did it. Absolutely 10 out of 10.
And then he just helped himself to your fridge.
Yes, and that was fine. I gave him permission, technically after he had already accessed the beer and the Netflix. But as I said, was saying before, my mother and my father, they are visiting at the moment for a week. So they got here last Wednesday, leaving tomorrow. Been away
absolutely
for a week.
Absolutely copping it on the show today.
Absolutely copping it. No, this isn't their fault. Okay. This is nothing to do with them, essentially. So my sister and her fiancé, so essentially my brother-in-law, looking after mum and dad's house while they're awake because mm-hmm. there's a few animals they've got to take care of, just making sure the house and the property sort of keeps tugging along while mum and dad aren't there.
Sure.
Essentially, my sister was given a lot of the, all right, inside the home duties. Brother-in-law, given one task. One task only. Make sure you feed and water the chooks.
Right.
Because the chickens, they're dad's life and
like
joy.
Give them water, not give like them water. Spray them with
yes,
water.
Yes. I was worried that he was going to hose down the chickens. But we did draw a diagram, so hopefully he's followed
cool, cool,
that.
Cool, cool, cool.
But he has been busy. He works at a brewery. And in Victoria at the moment, for all around Australia, they're hosting How Good's Beer Week.
Sure.
So all these breweries from around Australia are going. And so he's been there and not actually been able to be home. And my sister's gone, well, that's not my job.
Oh.
That's his job. So
bit of communication, guys. Bit of communication.
Bit of communication indeed. And he's forgotten to give the chook some water for about 3 or 4 days in a row. So he's gone in
dead
to go.
Chooks?
No, no, no. Almost worse. He's gone in to give the chooks some water. But because they haven't been out, they normally get out every single night. They've rushed him to be like, the free world!
And, chook attack!
And he, being not the most masculine human being in the world, has absolutely panicked and tried to shut the door so the chickens couldn't get out. He may have shut it on one of the chickens' necks. So
dead chook?
One of the black silkies walking around just with a very inquisitive neck lean at the moment.
Not dead, just
because,
a bit crooked.
Yeah, because he wanted to save it, he opened the door and then chickens out everywhere. Chickens out everywhere. He's got a bucket and some bread going, chook, 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 trying to get them back
Lord.
In. They're not listening because they're chooks. They don't give a crap about anything he has to say. And that was his one job. So on 13, 12, 16, I want to know, what was your one job? And how did it go wrong?
Oh, God.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if Dad's going home to one or two chickens that aren't alive anymore. Have you, like, I know you have people house sit your place when you leave. Anything gone wrong?
Nah, my house sitter's amazing. She's so great. But I've had, like, friends looked after my fish before and the fish have absolutely died. Oh. It's only been a week. And that, like, my fish die within a week. And I stopped getting fish after that.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. You had one job. How'd it go wrong? 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, you had one job, how'd it go wrong? Brother-in-law is attempting to kill my dad's chickens at the moment.
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, he had one job while mum and dad are away, look after the chickens, feed them, give them some water, let them roam out. He almost broke a chicken's neck and he hasn't fed them or given them water in 4 days.
Yep.
One job, terribly wrong. I also remember house sitting once for a friend. Everything was going perfect. I was looking after their dog.
Yeah.
Everything was perfect until the last day. Dog dung a hole, run away.
Oh.
So I had one job.
That's unfortunate.
I had one job. But we wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, because it seems to be one of the most common things in central Queensland when these you're having one job and it all going wrong. And we've had Bree from Rocky call through. Bree, what was your one job and how'd you get it wrong?
It wasn't me. was actually my brother.
Your brother. What did your brother do?
We left him alone in the house for a couple of weeks while we went away on holidays.
Sure.
And the only thing we had to do was he had to look after these fish that we had. And
it's always the fish.
It is always the fish. And we came home and we were like, hey, where's our fish? And he just looks at us and goes, we had fish.
Oh! Was that not instructed, like saying, like with a list going, look after the fish? Like, was it just, oops?
Well, he lived with us. I would have assumed he knew we had fish.
Where were the fish?
In the like main living area.
Oh my god!
So it's
god.
Not like they were hidden in a corner in a study or something. They were a very well known family asset.
Yes, yes.
So that was his one job, and again, it's just like Jess. So one job. All you had to do was feed the fish, mm-hmm. And fish don't eat that much. You feed them once every few days.
Feed them once a day. That's it. They take care of themselves.
What was the punishment for your brother?
I think we had to get some new fish, and he had to help with that.
At least he's aware of these ones now, because you don't want to know.
He paid for them.
Yeah, haven't been on a holiday in 7 years, but you know, we love our brother. But thank you very much for your call, mate.
Thank you.
And we've also got Kelly from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Kelly, what was the one job that went wrong?
I had to look after my neighbour's pet. She had a dog and a guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
The next day, the dog ate the guinea pig.
Kelly!
How does that happen?
How did you figure out the dog had eaten it?
Well, because there was blood everywhere and there was only a dog there, so...
Oh, my God!
Well, the guinea pig didn't eat the dog, I can guarantee
did
that.
Did you leave the guinea pig's cage open or something? Like, what happened?
No, it was before I even got to feed it, so I don't know how it got out.
Oh, no. Kelly, did you try and replace the guinea pig?
No. Oh. I wrote him a letter.
You wrote him a letter? Moved town, got out of there.
My bad, sorry.
What were the consequences?
Pretty much. She's like, oh, yeah, I thought that might have happened. Oh.
That's the fourth time it's happened.
Thanks for your call, Kel.
No worries,
dear. No worries, buddy.
So what we've learned from this, Tim, is don't leave your pets with people you can't trust.
Yes, or don't buy pets.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And, Tim, our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy...
Still away.
..may be away until next Monday, but I decided to bring you some news from California anyway.
Sure.
A 9-year-old boy... was carried away in a jumping castle.
Right, the inflatable bounce houses.
An inflatable bounce house got caught up in a wind.
Oh.
And it carried him onto a highway. What?
That's not safe.
The wind carried the bounce house onto Highway 395 and the kid rolled out of the inflatable structure just as the bounce house hit a vehicle.
Oh my God. Talk about
horrific.
A double bounce.
Yeah.
Boing.
The boy was treated for some minor injuries and the driver was a bit shook up, but everyone was fine and remained uninjured.
That's good.
Isn't
also
that incredible?
A bit hectic. Aren't they weighted down? We get jumping castles when we do outside broadcasts around central Queensland. And they're definitely weighted down. We always say, see,
this is my biggest fear. Like, why?
Stop. Saying this is my biggest fear, because at the moment you said moths are my biggest fear, snakes are my biggest fear, dying alone on a Friday is my biggest fear. Pick a biggest fear.
I don't know if a bounce house could like be like, you know, have enough weight to carry me.
Mate, there's a lot of air in a bounce house.
But yeah, this 9-year-old stuck inside, flung out onto a highway. Could have been so much more horrific.
His 9th birthday party was way better than mine. That sounds like a hoot, actually.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Right now, Jess, come on through. Your appointment with Dr. Love is right now. And hi, I'm Dr. Love.
I've been single for nearly 2 years now. Dr. Love is not doing his job.
Well, you haven't been following my advice. And Dr. Love is prescribing you one-liners that can get you a first date.
Right.
So this is, you can either do this online through Tinder or Bumble, whatever your fish is there.
Plenty of fish.
Or you could do this face-to-face if you got the stones. Mm-hmm. But I know you ain't got the stones.
No. If someone's too attractive, yep. I ain't talking to them.
So you've got 5 scripts here that you can cash in at the chemist. You can just pick which one you want to do. Number 5, is that your cute dog or did you just borrow him for your profile to raise your appeal? The reason why it works, because you don't laugh, because sometimes people do this. It's lighthearted, it's playful, it has humour. Compliments are an important part of someone's life.
Right, so people actually steal other people's dogs to have a cute dog in their profile picture.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Well, if you haven't tried it, I'm assuming. Number 4. Hi, I smiled at your profile and pics. You seem refreshingly normal. Made me automatically feel a little more enthusiastic about dating app culture, which I have to say is not me, yet here I am.
Okay,
Thanks for the match.
That's a bit too philosophical.
It shows vulnerability, Jess, and that's what people really like.
No, that's garbage. If someone said that to me, I wouldn't be keen.
All right, that script's thrown up. here's number 3. The Tinder/Bumble fairy tells me you are 9 kilometres away. Is this a permanent location or are you just visiting?
Oh, God.
It's open-ended, lighthearted question. It's personal, Jess, and also it shows the message is unique to the recipient because you're looking at their distance.
Right.
Slightly creepy also. Maybe don't cash that script in.
I don't like that one either.
Number 2, I was sitting here wondering
if
he who speaks first is considered the winner or loser. I made the executive decision that they are the winner. So now you get to decide my prize.
Oh, God.
Question mark. It's playful. Yeah. It's using humour, but it's also that there's no misinterpretation there.
It also doesn't work on Bumble because the girl has to be the first one to message.
Look, I'm not a doctor. Oh, sorry. Yes, I am. I'm Dr. Love. and the number 1 line to use if you want to get a date, Jess.
All of these have been garbage, So let's hope number 1 is actually good.
Did you know you have the top 2 most irresistible things that men/women value most?
Oh.
And why this works? Using compliments and questions, which requires an answer, which then sparks a response.
Right. So you, and then what do you tell them when they ask, what are the 2 things?
I'm here to give you lines. I'm not here to construct your whole conversation.
I like your face and you got a nice dog.
See, there's only so much a doctor can do. If the patient's not willing to try and show some initiative and move forward, then what am I even doing here? Why did I go to 12 years to uni to become a doctor if no one's going to take my advice? So none of those 5 work for you.
Nah, mate. If anyone sent me any those 5, I would absolutely block and delete straight away.
Yeah, well, it seems like you got a lifetime subscription to being alone.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Tim and Jess, just quickly, before we move on to what you want to chat about.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit fed up with this royal wedding BS.
What do you mean?
Mate, the Today Show is there like it's the moon landing.
Their weather girl is dressed up as Harry Potter.
Yeah, and there's people in London that have flown from Australia just to be near this royal wedding that's happening.
Mate, I considered it.
Mate, these people wouldn't go halfway to Toowoomba for their cousin's wedding, and here they are going to London to see some people they've never met.
It's Meghan and Harry. No one ever thought Harry was going to get married, especially not to someone as like beautiful as Meghan. Like, let's be real.
All right, let's not have a crack at Harry.
I'm just saying he was a bit of a wild boy. Meghan has tamed him. It's beautiful.
I just don't care. It's not breaking news that Meghan Markle's dad can't go to the wedding.
Yeah, but the royal wedding's the 19th. I mean, I'm going to be doing a little royal wedding what to expect coming up later in the week.
Unfortunately, we're not going to air that day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I know you threatened to turn my mic off if I talked royal wedding.
I'll do it.
But something has happened in the lead-up to the royal wedding. It's not technically about the royal wedding,
sure,
mate. But Meghan Markle's dad has been caught under fire today because apparently he's been profiting off her royal engagement.
Oh, nasty. How's that? What, selling some merch?
Well, not so much selling merch, but selling pictures to the paparazzi. So he had someone, a photographer, follow him around, and you may remember seeing some photos of him reading a book that said Images of Britain, him at a computer Googling the royal wedding. All of these were staged photos that he purposely did so he could sell to the paparazzi, and he's made about $180,000 Australian.
Look, I tried to do the same thing, but no one was interested in me doing it, but look, it sounds like Meghan Markle's family's a bit all over the place, but that's none of our business. It's none of our business.
Isn't it?
No.
I mean,
It's a family. Just so
she's about to be a royal.
So like, what?
That means it's our business now.
No, it's not. Get your nose out of it. Yeah.
So he's supposed to walk her down the aisle on Saturday. I'm not sure if that's going to end up happening or not.
I might get the call up. I'm good at walking. I've only fallen twice today.
She's always said Timmy Bolch, the best walker in all of Australia.
Thank you.
So,
even with my limp, I can still get it done.
Who knows what family members are going to show up on Saturday, but I'm sure it's going to be very exciting. You can head to hit.com.au for everything royal news, as well as everything else that's trending right now.
Or if you don't ever want to hear about it again, we won't talk about the royal news again.
I can't make any promises.
Well, I'm going to make a promise to
Some people like talking about this sort of thing, Tim. It's important to people.
I don't necessarily care.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This weekend, the Melbourne International Comedy Fest is coming to Central Queensland. Very exciting. Some great comedians coming to tour. Mm-hmm. Going to be chatting to one of those comedians before the end of the week as well. And Jess, I wish we could speak to them before tomorrow, but unfortunately we cannot.
I wish we could leave the comedy to the comedians, Tim, but unfortunately apparently we can't do that either.
Because I want to... Essentially, my job in life is to give you experiences so that you can live your best life, Jess. Okay. That's my one job in life. And I want to give
your one job in life is to embarrass me.
I want to give you 2 minutes to feel what it's like to be a stand-up comedian. I'm not going to put you on a stage on Saturday night. I'm going to get you to do 2 minutes. 2 minutes of stand-up comedy routine on the radio show after 8:30 tomorrow.
Can we go with 1 minute?
No.
Because 2 minutes seems like a long time.
Mate, these comedians do half hour, sometimes up to 2 hour sets.
This is my first set, though. I have zero jokes under my belt.
And the reason is, I let you know this 24 hours ago, and you've done nothing to prepare for
it. I had to nap on the beach yesterday. Life is
tough.
You could
have written about jokes. And I've got some advice, because tomorrow after 8:30, you're going to be doing 2 minutes of stand-up comedy. We're going to have a crowd in here. You never know. Okay. You might get a heckler. You've got to figure out how to deal with a heckler.
Sure.
So my advice, stay on topic.
Okay.
Don't go left.
Stay on top.
Look at it as a highway. Stay on the highway. Don't take any
dirt roads. So should I have like one joke where it's like a story?
Well, in 2 minutes, you're probably going to only be able to get that one joke. Right. And we don't want to do like knock, knock, who's the doctor? But you want to get like a 2 minute story and you want to start off with something. You need to sort of distract us in the middle, then bring it back at the end.
Oh, God, this is too hard. I don't know what I'm doing.
I've given you 3 tips.
You're not doing them. Give me an example.
It's because, as I said yesterday, I flipped a coin outside the studio. You weren't watching. Unfortunately, it came to you. I would love to
do it.
This
is going to be garbage.
But it was a 50-50 chance and you've got it for doing 2 minutes of stand-up tomorrow on the show.
It's going to be terrible radio too.
13, 12, 16, if you have any suggestions.
Yeah. Maybe if you've got a joke, I'll steal jokes.
Call us now. 13, 12, 16, tell us some jokes and Jess might be able to work them into her routine for a comedy stand-up session tomorrow.
Can't be anything worse that's coming out of my head right now.
Well, mate, you're normally the most confident person in the room. What's going on?
Have we met?
Like, you're the loudest, but that screams confidence.
I have no self-confidence. This is the worst situation you could possibly put
mate,
me in.
Mate, you could Google some jokes.
This is my biggest fear.
You could Google some jokes, for all I care. But just 2 minutes. That's all I need from you. Can you promise me today that you're going to prepare for something?
I will prepare something. I can't promise it won't be garbage, but there will be something coming out of my mouth.
Because the kicker is... I'm giving you a 2 minute block, and for that whole 2 minutes, I'm not going to speak. So you have to fill that time.
Right.
So if you finish after a minute's 30, then there's going to be 30 seconds of silence.
I reckon silence, bit of dead air, probably better than my jokes, eh?
Probably get less complaints. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Tomorrow after 8:30, you can hear Jess's stand up comedy debut on the show. It's going to be incredible.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Jess, I have a challenge for you. Just a quick one. You can be the judge right now of a South Korean show called King of Masked Singer. I'm going to play you.
God, the Japanese game shows are just like better than anywhere else, right?
How racist. This is South Korean, as I just mentioned. This is a very famous actor or actress.
Okay.
It's an actor because it's a man voice.
Okay.
All I want you to do, because the show is they wear a mask, then the judges try and guess which celebrity
that
is.
Is this like a Korean actor that I'm not going to know?
It's a very mainstream actor.
Okay.
This person has a movie coming out in the next 4 to 7 months.
Ooh.
So okay. I'm going to give you 25 seconds. Feel free to buzz in. Your name's your buzzer.
Yep.
When you think you know who this person is.
Okay.
Here we go.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on.
It's Annie.
Tomorrow.
I don't know whose voice that is.
10 seconds.
Got a movie coming out this year. Johnny Depp.
The fact that you think that is Johnny Depp is mildly insulting.
He's the only one I can think of.
It's an incredible voice, right?
Yeah.
Would you be shocked to know that's bloody Ryan Reynolds?
No way.
He's promoting Deadpool at the moment. He's in South Korea singing Tomorrow from Annie. That. What an incredible voice, Ryan.
That is beautiful.
It was beautiful. So
he's wasted at the moment.
He's one of the most famous celebrities in the world.
Yeah, but they need to chuck him into like a romantic comedy or something, like where he just sings the
just
whole time.
Just sings the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a Gosling, you know?
I never would have heard the sentence, Ryan Reynolds is underrated. Let's play again next week.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.